it's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The sideline report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks for tuning in this morning. We're going to talk a little track and field to start things. And first of all, Coach Steve Shaw is in the studio with us. And Steve, welcome back to the show. And man, you guys had a great showing up at state.
Well, we did. You know, I felt going in this year that we had a solid team. How well we performed at state was just, that was way better than I expected and hoped. At the beginning of the year, it's always just how many kids can I get to the regionals, how many medals can we get, and then how many kids can I get to state and then get them medals. Competing for a trophy, being right there at the top, being within just a couple points of third, just, it isn't something I factor into the season. I just, I'm focusing on how good can I get these kids and then how well can we do once we get to state.
Well, and you get to bring back a big trophy. First time we've had a team trophy from state.
That fourth place trophy, like I said, we missed third by 2.5 points. And I didn't, to be honest with you, I didn't even know they gave out a third and a fourth place trophy in track. I figured it was just state champion, state runner up, and that was it. And, I felt going into the year, we were probably top 10 on the guys' side. And, I thought we'd compete at regionals, and we did. Bringing that bigger trophy home to go along with the two regional trophies this year was pretty sweet.
And we've got a state medalist with us.
Yeah, we got Daniel with us. He came up big, came down to that last throw, hit a big one, placed, medaled for us, got us some points, and really kind of pushed us right there we need to be so that 4x4 team, if they took care of business, we were going to be in that trophy hunt.
Yeah, Daniel Laurent in the studio with us. And Daniel, tell us about the state.
Yes, sir. It was an interesting day, to say the least. We had some rain showers early in the day, so circles were a little bit wet. By the time we got to discus, they kind of dried down, but it kind of threw off everybody going into the meet. So a lot of people had a rough day. Made it to finals by about 5 inches. It was really a rough start to the day. It was my first meet this year where I hadn't hit 130 in my first three throws. So I was a little bit rattled, but I was also kind of just, this is it. This is my senior year. I was trying to just focus on getting that good throw to get a medal. I was sitting in the 9 hole in finals, which is the one position that doesn't get a medal. So came down to my last throw, and I just gave it all I had for that last throw. 139 on a bad day is definitely a good way to finish. Yeah.
Now, you do the discus and the shot, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, how long have you been doing that?
Technically 7 years. My first year didn't it got canceled by COVID, but my first full year was eighth grade, so 6 years, I guess, yeah.
Now, what kind of got you interested in track and field?
It was actually Coach Shaw. I had him in seventh grade for social studies, and I was just a big tubby seventh grade football player who was really having a good time playing defensive line. He said, you should come out for track. And I was like, Coach, I can't run, man. Like, I'm not going to – he's like, I don't want you to run. I want you to throw. And I went out and I had some good teammates and got the opportunity to learn about throwing and just kind of fell in love with it.
Yeah, Steve, you've kind of gone around and recruited a couple of players for your team.
Oh, yeah, I've gone around and recruited a lot. We started out, I got 29. I was new at the school, and that was just 29 kids that came out that had an interest in track. And, I just started building. I started talking to kids, talking to coaches, say, hey, who you got that's fast? Who you got, talking to Coach Barnes back when he's still with us. Hey, who do you think, could maybe come out and throw for us? The other coaches bought in, and, they would be like, hey, you need to talk to this kid. Or, sometimes the PE teachers, Coach Nichols is really good about sending me people. Or Coach Mitchell, he's like, hey, you need to talk to so-and-so. They're really, they're pretty quick in class, or they can run forever. And you need to talk to them. And so it's really kind of been this collective team effort. Because it can be tricky when you go to talk to a kid about track. You're like, hey, why don't you come up for track? I heard you can really run. I can help make you a little faster here. And they're like, well, what's track like? And, you try to explain it to them. He's like, that thing you do at the end of every practice at basketball, football, soccer, or whatever that you really hate? Like, yeah, that's it. That's track right there, conditioning. Like, our sport is the worst part of your sports practice. And so what you do get are a lot of kids that are dedicated to – they're competitive, right? They want to be out there. They want to compete. And generally, they're actually a little easier to coach because, they're there with a purpose. They don't want to be out there just necessarily – to hang out with everybody, to be social. They're there to compete, to win, and to get better. And so that makes my job a little easier too. But yeah, recruiting early on was difficult, but I just, you know, I came in with a plan from the beginning of how I was going to try and get kids to come in here. You know, we needed to have some success. And when you have success, kids want to be part of that. And, you know, it's just, it's grown. You know, you've seen it just feed on itself as we've gone.
And when we say recruiting, we mean in Caldwell County, right?
Yes. Yeah. I don't recruit. I talk to kids all the time from other schools because that's just the nature of track. You're just out there around people all the time. But I'm not like, hey, you need to, you know, think about if you came here, how much better you'd be. No, I don't do any of that because, one, I just really hate how private schools get away with it. But that's a story for another day. But, you know, you talk to kids. And, you know, for the most part, I'd say 99% of the kids you talk to or the other coaches, everybody's pretty friendly. We all get along. And so it makes it kind of fun. Yeah, you're competing. Yeah, you want to win. But there's kind of this camaraderie out there that's a little different than a lot of other sports.
Now, at what point at state did you realize you guys were having a pretty good meet?
People kept coming by, and you can ask Daniel this, he'll confirm it for you. I don't look at the team score. I never do. I just focus on what we're doing. Fort Campbell's coach, who I have a lot of respect for and a lot of respect for that program, came up right at the beginning of the meeting. He's like, hey, I think you guys got a chance at this. And I'm like, no. One, I thought we had a chance to do well in events. Team point wise, I didn't think that we would be, do as well as we did. And maybe that's just, you know, my nature as a coach, as, you know, we're just going to play this, you know, one pitch at a time, you know, one play at a time kind of approach to it. But, you know, I knew we were having a pretty good day. And, you know, people were coming by, you know, after a few events, after the 100 and the 4x2, people were like, hey, you guys are in first place. I was like, yeah, there's like 15 events left. So let's, you know, that'd be like saying, hey, we're winning, after, you know, making the first basket. Yeah. And so, but yeah, you can ask them. I don't look at the scores. I don't want to know the score. I focus on my, you know, my team and how they're doing, and I'll let the rest of that play out.
Yeah, Daniel, as a team, did you guys kind of think you were doing pretty good?
Yeah, we felt pretty good about it. You know, we're sitting over at Shot Put, and I was watching the race while Cooper was throwing, and I saw the 4x2 team go ahead and win, and I thought, man, that's some big points right there, and that's a big time run, because, you know, I heard the time, and I was like, I've never heard us go, you know, sub 30 on that. Yeah. I was like, that's a big run.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there, and you know, they keep running these relays, they keep running these races. I'm seeing Shane get second. I'm like, man, we're having a pretty good day. And whenever, I guess it really set in after the finalized results on discus. I'm looking at the team scores after that, and I'm like, man, 4x2 team or 4x4 team could go get us fourth. Like, it's within reach, definitely.
Yeah. Well, interesting, Steve, that it kind of comes down to that one last race sometimes.
It does. You know, with so many teams, a lot of times if you have just a handful of teams, it's kind of set by the time you get there.
Yeah.
And then running that is just a matter of pride. But this one, you know, it came down to that 4x4, and we needed it. And they had, you know, their best run of the year against some pretty good competition. You know, Zay got the guy right at the end with a lean. I think we got Middlesbrough by like 0.01.
Mm.
And so it was real close. I don't think overall standings it would have mattered because it's just a couple points. But, you know, the fact that he got those extra runs, that extra insurance just in case, was good for a coach.
Yeah. Well, and you guys got a little extra practice because you got to run the region twice.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how I feel about that. I'm kind of a little conflicted because I think it really the guys, it is confidence. I think for the girls, they ran really good, but I think it might have burned them out a little bit because we just did not compete as well. I don't think they recovered as fast as the guys did because they came back and ran really well the second time at regionals, the girls did, and we got really close to catching Murray. I think we got within 3 points of Murray for the championship. And if I'd had somebody, the 3,200, only two people ran in it, and if I just put a girl in there and told her to jog it, we'd have jumped over Murray the second time we run it. But honestly, I always felt there's kind of an asterisk with that if we had, because Murray won it pretty clearly, you know, the first time. And it's just a shame that whole thing had to get erased and we had to run it again. But it is what it is. You know, you take it, you do it, and you move forward.
Well, and you had some runners that didn't show up for the second one for the redo, so that kind of changed things as far as the standings went as well.
Yeah, it was odd. I know a lot of kids were out of town. I get that one. You know, you make plans to be gone, which I think is a little weird. You could wait a few weeks and go. till you know you're done with regionals and state. And then middle school state was the same day, and a lot of people chose to go to middle school state. And I mean, I get it, for middle school kids, that's pretty important, and you know, that might be their biggest chance at state. But you're talking about, you know, regional. I know Ballard, it really hurt them, and they got a really solid girls team. Their coach has done a great job with that program, kind of building it up from the ashes. It's like, I can relate, buddy. And so, but it did have a big impact on kind of where things settled out, and you know, affected some people going or not going to state.
Well, and if anybody doesn't know what we're talking about, there was a timing issue down at Murray. For the first time, those running events were held. And so I heard your options were either just take the top two in each event to state or rerun the running events. And that's not really much of an option, because if you just take the top two, you leave a lot of qualifiers out.
Take the 4x4, for example. You know, there's four of the top probably eight 4x4 teams in a state are in our region, and that would have left two at home. It would have left would have put us, you know, region. The first time we ran the region, we came in second. The second time we ran regionals, they came in fourth. And so that just lets you know how. And UHA came in third at the first one, and they wound up coming second in state. They kind of figured a few things out and really dropped some time and wound up really being very close to being state champions in a 4x4. And so that second running, when we had the meeting and I offered it, I said that I thought we could pull it off.
Yeah.
I could hear Jeff rolling his eyes. I couldn't see him, but I could hear him. from there, you know, I told the staff, I said, hey, I think we can do this because nobody else could. And the big reason I did that is because we had, you know, really good athletes that were in that 3, 4, 5 spots that were going to qualify for state. Our 4x8 team is the first one that came to mind on the guy's side. You know, I had those seniors that had sacrificed their senior trip to go to regionals and had made sacrifices, you know, throughout the year to be part of that team. And they deserved that opportunity to go to state. And I just wasn't going to let my kids down.
We're talking track this morning with Steve Shaw and Daniel LaRon in the studio with us. We need to get to a break here on the show. We'll come back and have more after this on 1580 103.3. WPKY.
I'm Jeff McDaniels, financial advisor with InvestFB. My favorite part of what we do is helping clients realize that doing small things consistently can add up to bigger successes down the road.
Success on the basketball court is a lot like that. If you do enough little things right, your chances of winning improve.
Travis, I could not have said that better. Having a great team around you can't hurt either.
Yes, sir. Everyone needs someone to hold the ladder when cutting down the net.
This is a paid testimonial. The provider has received or will receive compensation paid by the Farmers Bank and Trust Company. The individual providing this testimonial is a current client of InvestFB Wealth Management and does not have additional conflicts of interest. The testimonial may not be representative of the experience of other customers. And the testimonial is no guarantee of future performance or success.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Life's busy, but keeping your ride in top shape should be easy. That's where Tri-Suse comes in. If you're always on the go, their expert team will make sure your vehicle's ready for every adventure, whether it's fresh off the lot or full of memories. With the latest diagnostics, cutting-edge service, and genuine factory parts, you can hit the road with total confidence. Tri-Suse is here to keep your journeys worry-free. Book your service today and get back to what matters together.
Did you know every time you shop in our big deal store, you're not just grabbing a great bargain? You're supporting local businesses right here in our community? At WPKY, the Big Deals Program allows local businesses to trade gift certificates for advertising, helping them grow as they reach more customers. And don't we all want our business community to grow? Help our local business community thrive and save money, too. Shop Big Deals at WPKYOnline.com and make a difference. Visit WPKYOnline.com and click on Big Deals today.
Help cool our communities. Donate fans or money today, and those in need will be assisted through PACS. Find out more at WPKYOnline.com. Thank you to all of our sponsors, Ackridge Farm Supply and Fredonia Valley Bank, community sponsor.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for tuning in this morning. We're talking Caldwell County track with Coach Steve Shaw and Daniel LaRon, also in the studio with us this morning. And Steve, kind of recap the state track meet for us a little bit, because you guys had some state champions, some other people placed high, and just a good day overall.
Yeah, I think, you know, team-wise, I can't really complain too much. You know, everybody walked away with it feeling pretty positive about what they had done during the day. You know, like Jackson, you know, he didn't run his best in like the hurdles or triple jump, but he got experience, and he had a good run in the hurdles. And so, you know, coming in next year, like I'm excited to see what he's going to do next year. You know, we bring a few people back, and it's going to be, you know, next year's going to be a pretty good year. But, you know, the meet, you know, everybody was kind of locked in. They were focused. They were getting, you know, they were there. They were ready to go. You know, the relays, a lot of times it comes down to, can you be clean in your exchanges? You know, is the baton slowing down when you exchange it, or is it, you know, is that guy coming in full speed? Is the runner going out, coming out at full speed? And, you know, the 4x2, we hit it pretty good. You know, Shane hit, went 11:01, almost went under 10 or under 11 this year, which I figured he'd probably get close if he didn't do it this year. And, you know, when he got out and I was right there. That's kind of one of the advantages. Kendall, when she runs, you know, speaking of another, you know, good run, you know, she had probably her most consistent through the 100 meters race with her form. She got a good start. She stayed consistent through the middle, which is what we'd kind of focused on the past couple weeks, is that consistency through the middle. And she comes back with a state overall record, you know, 29:17. And, you know, not just state championship, but she sets the overall, the best time in the state ever. And so I get to kind of cheat, because as a football – or as a football coach, you don't get to stand on the football field.
Yeah.
You have to stand outside of the track. It's one sport where we can't be there to coach people. And so I get to kind of cheat and be inside when Kendall gets done while she's recovering, getting ready to go back across the field. And so, I got to see – I was right there – for the 4x2, and I knew when Shane got it clean coming out, and he was even with the guy from Fort Campbell after having such a good run in the 100, I was like, oh, this is over. I said, he's got this guy. I didn't expect it to be what it was. I mean, he was going away. They probably won it by 10-15 meters, and that's a pretty good stretch. I was like, man, okay, you know, we could be in for a good day. 4x1, we talked about like the potential of going under 44. I said, this should be there. So if we're just clean through our exchanges, we're fast enough to go 43. And they did. You know, they hit it as well as they ever had. And then the 4x4, that's just really a lot of that race is just about want to. It's so hard to run 400 meters because you're making a whole lap, and there's no breaks. It's just you giving everything. There's no pace. It's just run. And so, yeah, it's intense.
Yeah, I have trouble with the terminology sometimes, because to me, 400 – that's not a dash.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about the 400-meter dash. It's the 400-meter run.
No thanks. Even back in my day, I was like, give me 100 to 200. Man, you start stretching me out to 4. I'm like, I'd skip that and go 800, because at least I could set a pace for an 800. But that 400 is just everything you've got for a whole lap, and it's grueling. It's as hard as anything you can do in track.
Daniel, what was kind of the thought on the team going to state? How well did you guys think you could do?
You know, we knew we had an outside shot of trying to get a trophy home, and especially on the boys' side, we were all pretty confident. We felt really good going into regionals, going into state. You know, in the field events at the first regionals, it was kind of a rougher day for a few of us. Like, you know, especially on discus, you know, you had 15, 20 mile an hour tailwinds that were shooting discs in the ground at about 100 feet. So we were fighting the elements a lot on that. And, you know, some of the jumpers didn't have their best days. But, you know, otherwise we felt really good. It all kind of got called back for that rerun, and we were all kind of worried about it. But after their performance that Saturday, especially the seniors coming off of, you know, project graduation and everything, I was like, these guys have the grit. They're feeling good. I think everybody as a whole felt a lot better going into state after watching them perform like that on that Saturday.
Now, talk about shot and discus a little bit. How do you work on those things, and how do you get better?
Repetitions, lots of repetitions. You know, especially discus, it's so technical. You know, you'll see guys that go to state, and they'll just use their body weight and their strength and just muscle a shot put. You really can't do that with a discus. You know, it's something that you have to work on for years at a time. So, you know, I've been lucky enough to to get good coaching and have, in my opinion, the best training partner in Western Kentucky in Cooper Mobley. And, you know, we push each other and we just get throw after throw after throw. And, you know, sometimes you have those days where it's just, you know it's not your day. And that's kind of how I felt at State. And some days it is your day. Like the day before State, I went and did my last practice, got a light little workout in, and I felt great. So, you know, sometimes it just comes and goes, and it's so technical that, you know, if you're just off a little bit that day, sometimes just you're not going to have those big throws.
Now, did you kind of realize going in, though, that this was your last shot?
Yeah, you know, the first throw felt good. It was what I wanted. You know, my first throw, I'm trying to just get one in the sector, yeah, get a solid mark, really kind of set up to build up to those bigger throws. The second and third throw, I felt like I was adding plenty of speed, plenty of power, and I was like, you know, these things should be going pretty good, and they were about the same. So I was a little concerned then, but I was like, you know, we're gonna stick it out, you know, make it to finals and move on. You know, it never really set in that it was my last throw. It was more of a, you know, I walked in the sector and I was like, well, you know, this is it, but I'm not gonna miss out on bringing home some hardware again. You know, last year I had kind of a disappointing state meet. I was not prepared. You know, you're walking in with a 30-foot hammer net at UK. You've got 50, 60 people sitting in chairs in the stands, like right in front of you. And it's something we never deal with, like at regionals, anywhere else, having that many people watching you throw on that big of a stage. So, you know, I just kind of mentally was not prepared last year. And had a rough day and didn't get to go to finals. Yeah. This year, you know, that wasn't there. You know, talking about that experience element, I was able to just kind of walk in on that last throw and say, you know, well, whatever we get is whatever, yeah, we get. You know, I wasn't going to push to try to get that big, big throw. You know, I knew I have a tendency whenever I really push to throw it out of bounds. So I was thinking, all right, let's get a medal. Let's get a good throw, get a medal, and get out of here. That was kind of my mindset going to that last throw.
Now, what's next for you?
College. I'm going to be working this summer and then going to college, going to the University of Kentucky. I'm pursuing two degrees, one in animal science and one in ag economics.
Steve, talk about this guy a little bit.
Yeah, Daniel's been with me, you know, just about from the beginning. And, you know, I brag on him all the time. I think he's probably the hardest working, you know, young man in Caldwell County, maybe one of the hardest working people. You know, the guy's got FFA. He's at track practice. He played football. He's, you know, he's kind of got his own business with showing hogs. And, you know, we were talking about it going up. Or he rode with me. We took the Suburban to take Kendall's chair up. And he's like, oh, yeah, you know, I went over here. And we drove this weekend and went here. And, you know, we were showing. And then I had to drive back. And then I had this. And then I'm getting up at, you know, 4 in the morning so I can feed. And he's on the way back. He's texting his mom, like, the mix for the grains. And I'm like, oh, my God. And like, dude, I can't even begin to keep up with all the work that he puts in. And, you know, it trickles over, you know, and the people on the team see that, and they're like, it's hard for them to come up with excuses. They're like, you know, they see everything that Daniel's doing. And so that, you know, I may get other throwers. You know, at some point I'm going to get other throwers. They're going to be good throwers. But replicating that kind of leadership, personal responsibility, that kind of an example for the team, that's extremely hard to replace.
Daniel, how long have you been kind of running your own business?
Oh, since I kind of took over the family business whenever I was 9, which was a big learning curve.
Wow.
Big learning curve.
This is what I'm saying.
This is coming off of, you know, my sister and my dad had really worked together to build a really good show pig program, and it was not something that I really knew enough about going into it. So there was a lot of learning moments along the way, and then eventually, you know, we kind of phased out that operation and I started raising my own. Well, I guess I was about 12 when I started raising my own Duroc show pigs.
Steve, we did that too, right? You had your own business at 9?
Yeah, 12 years old. Yeah, I was out there just, you know, herding cattle on the range. And I had a job. It was a reminder. I worked at my grandfather had a big campground and he had a lake. And so, like, well, my job was to go around and, like, rake algae out of the lake. And yeah, no, not quite the same operation that Daniel's, you know, going through. And mine was just summer. You know, if you're farming, anybody knows that's not a, you know, June through August. You know, that's a year round event. You know, when you're out there and there's always something going on. You're either fixing something, planting something, prepping something, And so to do all that and then be, you know, 12, 13, like going through middle school, that was not my life.
Now, with the good showing at state, you guys had several make all-state teams.
Yeah, we put, the three relay teams, the 4x1, 4x2, it's both the same lineup, and I kept it that way just because of the consistency through the handoffs. You know, Gus Fox is leading it off for us because, you know, he's a powerful kid. He gets out of the blocks clean, runs well. Goes to Zay Lee, who's got this long stride. He's built perfect for the back stretch of the 100 or the 200, either one, because he can really stretch it out. Then you go to Trey Copeland, who that kid just he hates to be behind, and so he kind of makes it up. And then we got Shane Anker on both sides of it. And the nice thing about having Shane is he runs so well behind or ahead. Because there's a lot of runners who, I always refer to them as you either have hounds or rabbits. Rabbits like to be ahead, and hounds like to chase people down. And Shane, it doesn't matter to him. He's going to run the same whether he's ahead or behind. He's going to give you that same effort. Then you get to the 4x4, and those guys, we brought Elijah Kirby in this year, and it took me a little while to kind of find the right spot for him. But I put him in a leadoff spot of that 4x4, and he gets out, and he puts his head down. He's got kind of that wrestler mentality of I'm going to beat you over the long term. And then we go to Gus. And again, you talk about a surprise this year. Gus comes to me and goes, hey, Coach, I want to see if I can get in that 4x4. And Gus is a pretty thick kid, and you don't see a lot of thick, running back type 400-meter runners. They're usually leaner guys, like Kirby or Zay, and then the third leg you're going to Trey again, just that focus on him, and he's a really smart kid. He runs the race really smart. He knows when to push and hold back. And I moved Zay to that anchor spot, and when I first moved him up there, he was kind of like, oh, I don't know, Coach. I was like, look, dude, you're running like a 51 right here, man. You just run your race, you're fine. And the first time he ran it was at McCracken and ran really well. Once he kind of got over that mentally, he got that finisher's mentality. And so that's what put those three teams in there. And then Shane getting All-State in the 100, first team, second place. He's going to come back. Everybody that was around him was a senior. So he's coming back next year. He's going to kind of have a target on him. And I think Shane kind of likes that, I think hopefully it's going to push him and drive him. We're going to see just how far down into the tens we can get.
Yeah. Well, it was a great season, except for the weather sometimes. Other than that, it was a great season. And I appreciate you guys coming in and talking this morning.
Thanks for having us in. Always appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. Steve Shaw and Daniel Laurent talking Caldwell County track with us this morning. Stay with us. More on the Sideline Report after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Stallings Auto Sales has an excellent reputation for providing quality cars at great prices. Stop by 1944 West 7th Street, Hopkinsville today. Stallings Auto Sales, your trusted source for used cars.
Ready for road trips, school runs, or a weekend in the city? Trice Hughes has just what you need. Check out their huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Chevrolet, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles, all ready for your next adventure. Their friendly team treats you like family from the second you walk in and keeps you rolling with top-notch service every visit. Cruise into Trice Hughes in Princeton, where the perfect ride and true care come together for every journey.
This is Kevin Meacham from H&R AgriPower. Get lasting performance from the Case IH MD Series disc mower. MD Series disc mowers are available in bar sizes of 5, 6, or 7 discs. Swiftly handling tough conditions while delivering clean cutter performance, maneuverability, and overall value. Case IH MD Series disc mowers have cutter bar shock protection and independent self-contained modules for added durability. See the Case IH MD Series disc mowers at H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville today.
Feeling under the weather? Visit Princeton Drugstore for quick and easy testing. For only $40, get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. And the pharmacist can write you a prescription on the spot. In about 20 minutes, you can have your diagnosis, prescription, and a school excuse without leaving your car. Why wait at the doctor's office when you can get back to feeling better faster? Come to Princeton Drugs drive-thru today and take the fast lane to recovery. Princeton Drugstore, your quick stop to feeling good again.
You only turn 130 once. And Fredonia Valley Bank is pulling out all the stops. This remarkable journey is a testament to the community and the cherished customers, so they are shouting out a huge thank you. And what better way to show gratitude than with monthly giveaways? Stay in the loop for your chance to grab some amazing prizes. Stay tuned with us. Follow Fredonia Valley Bank on Facebook and Instagram, or pop into either location for a visit. Here's to winning and celebrating together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. As always, thanks for tuning in. Appreciate Caldwell County track coach Steve Shaw coming in and Daniel Laurent joining him on the show this morning. Stay with us in just a little bit. We're going to talk a little football. Caldwell County head coach Aaron McClung in the studio with us. Stay with us as we continue on the Sideline Report here on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
For a store that's as unique as you, there's simply one thing to do. Head straight to the Persnickety Pig. Broadbent Square, Katie's. Make the drive soon. You will not be disappointed.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need: knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
I'm Stephanie, manager of Purcell Tire. We offer a wide variety of options to keep your vehicle running smooth. We are now offering our car care package that includes oil and filter change, tire rotation and tread depth check, brakes, battery, belts, and hoses check. Call us today at 270-365-7291. Come see us at 309 U.S. Highway 62 West in Princeton, or visit us online at PurcellTire.com.
Great news from Caldwell Medical Associates, now offering expanded podiatry services at the Annex. Anna Murphy and Dr. Walker Estes provide comprehensive podiatric care, from wound care to specialized treatments for foot and ankle issues. Whether you're dealing with sports injuries, arthritis, or require surgical attention, they're ready to tailor treatment to your needs. Don't let foot pain hold you back. Take the first step with Caldwell Medical Associates. Pain-free living right here, close to home.
We are back on the Sideline Report at 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for tuning in. Time to talk a little football. We've got Caldwell County football head coach Aaron McClung in the studio with us. Also, Booster Club president Benji Dunbar with us as well. And Aaron, first of all, thanks for coming in this morning. And you've added some people to your coaching staff.
Yeah, we've added Jay Burgett as our new defensive coordinator, and Nick Grant is our new secondary coach, receivers coach. Nick just graduated from center. He's going to teach math at the high school this year. Nick was a four-year starter at center. He played for Coach Burgett at Madisonville, was a four-year starter at Madisonville. So he's getting his coaching start here with us at Caldwell County. And then Jay's been all over Western Kentucky. He's played at Mayfield and was a head coach at Madisonville for 6 years. And he's currently the athletic director at Paducah-Tillman. And when Jay got an administrator job over here, I thought, man, that'd really be a great addition to our football coaching staff. And we've known each other for a long time, but we reached out to him, and he's been wanting to get back to coaching. He's got it in his blood. He's a winner. He wants to get out and coach kids, and he's got a boy coming up, and he wants his boy to be around football coaching and the game. So yeah, he jumped at the opportunity, and I look forward to working with him this year. I think he's going to do a great job. I think the kids are going to take to him good. He's a high character guy, high energy guy, coaches hard, but he's got his motivation in the right place, and we look forward to adding him.
Yeah, Jay is the primary school principal, right?
Yes, sir.
So hopefully we get him in on the show one of these days.
He will. he was going to try to work it out today, but he was going to have to change. He's still got to work at Paducah. and he was going to try to change his schedule. And I said, look, just don't worry about it. We'll have plenty of opportunities to talk on the radio here. So
for real.
Yeah.
Well, talk a little bit about how those positions came open on your staff.
Well, they came open because Wayne McGowan's retirement. You know, I tried to keep Wayne. I talked to him and talked to him. And Wayne has just been such an integral part of Caldwell County football for so long. And, you know, he loves Caldwell County. He's a legend here. But, you know, I kind of feel like he just kind of wants to enjoy being retired a little bit. I could see him getting back into coaching. And when he wants to come back, I would happily welcome him back and with open arms. But, you know, he's got a big summer. He's got a wedding this summer. And I think he has enjoyed being retired and going fishing whenever he wants. And I get that. He's a great friend. And I want him to be happy. But I'll coach with Wayne any day. He's just an absolute great guy. And that's how that position happened. And then Coach Kane has moved on. He's going to go coach at Hopkinsville this year. It's hard when you're a young coach starting off in the business, and sometimes you need to move around to better yourself and career changes. You know, my first 7 years coaching, I think I coached at four different schools.
Oh,
so
really?
I kind of remember how that was. That's how I ended up at Caldwell County.
Yeah.
When I came to Caldwell County, it was my fourth stop in 4 years, and didn't know how long I was going to be here, and it's been 24 years.
So. And you're still here.
I'm still here. So,
yeah, I asked Wayne what he was going to do after you retired, and he said nothing.
Yeah, so yeah, I don't blame him.
Pretty good job if you can get it.
Yeah, yeah, it is. You know, retirement is sweet. You know, when you work nearly 30 years and you have an opportunity to continue to draw a check and not do anything, it has a lot of allure to it, Todd.
It's kind of rare, though, because the football coaching staff here hasn't seen much turnover in a pretty good time.
You know, in 2003, Wayne was already here. He'd been here for about 4 or 5 years. Coach Stallings, Coach Riley, and myself all came when Coach Hatchell got hired. And Coach Stallings and Coach Riley were at the middle school then, and I was on the high school staff. And then after Coach Stallings did a couple years, and then he came up to the high school staff, and then Coach Riley came up a few years later, and you know, we've been together a long time, even through different head coaches, and we're good friends, and we've been through a lot of football games, and great football games, and been through some tragedy, and you know, those are the things that are bigger than football, more important than football. And we've coached so many kids, and you see we got kids we've coached playing now, and that's weird. Jeremy Dalton's son is going to be a freshman. I think he'll be the first child of a kid I coached to play for me. So, but that's awesome. I love seeing guys come back to Caldwell County and raise their kids and get jobs and be responsible community members. And that's the most rewarding part about coaching football is seeing the guys you coach become good dads. It's the number one thing that makes me feel good about being a part of this profession.
Well, and one of the guys you coached was just in here with us earlier with the track, and that's Daniel Laron.
Yeah, Daniel Laron, he's going to go on to do great things and whatever he chooses to do. He was a great kid to coach. He was smart, and he's going to be a great businessman and whatever he decides to do. I would have guessed that it would be agriculture of some type. He really likes that, and he really likes raising pigs, and I've bought a few pigs over him over the years, and I got them in my freezer, and they taste good. And Daniel, I can't wait to see what's in store for him, and hope I live long enough to see his kids come through, and I can watch them play sports, because I will definitely be retired by then.
Well, you had your own business at 9, right?
What's that?
At 9 years old, yeah.
He had his own
business.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Benji, what about you? You had your own business at 9, right?
No. I was raising the back of this battle.
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Well, how are things going with the Booster Club? And you guys had a year now to kind of get in the flow of things. So where are you guys at right now?
We're getting started for the second year. We got the golf tournament coming up. And of course, we would like more participation. Hopefully, we can grow our membership more. It's not really membership per se, but just if you feel like you can help out or want to help out or just want to be part and support the football team, and we figured this is a great way to do it. And like I said, we got a golf tournament coming up on July the 11th. We got a Meet the Tiger event on July 26th. Hopefully, we're going to have a very prominent guest speaker that is well known. We'll keep that under wraps for now.
Okay.
Hopefully that's going to work out, pan out, and just a lot of good things fixing to happen. And we'd like to put out there for anybody that wants to help sponsor the golf tournament, donate for the auction at the Meet the Tiger event. Any way you want to help at all, or manpower, we can always use that too. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Now, if somebody wants to play in the golf scramble, what do they need to do?
Kyle and Jessica Rogers are heading up that part of it. And we're going to get some posters out. I'll bring y'all some back down here. I forgot to bring them this morning. But Kyle and Jessica Rogers, get a hold of them. They're the one that's kind of spearheading the golf tournament. They done a bang-up job last year. I can't thank them enough. Last year, I thought, was for the first year that we've had it in a long time. It was phenomenal, and we expect this year to be even bigger and better than last year. So
yeah, last year was great, and if you could get the weather back again this year, that would be awesome.
Yeah, maybe a little cooler, but I doubt it will be on July 11th. But
what did you guys have last year? 24 teams.
24 teams, and I think, as we was talking a while ago, I believe we're going to open it up if we'll take as many as 36 teams. So.
Wow.
But they are filling up quick. We've already got 11 or 12 teams already spoken for. So if you want to get your team involved,
yeah,
get a hold of them or get a hold of one of us and get your slot.
And that's all a fundraiser for the football team.
That's fundraiser for the football team. And I will put this out there. Our biggest purchase this year, I think, is we're going to try to buy white uniform pants.
Oh, cool.
So we can have all white. Well, of course, white go with anything, but that all white be like Color Rush, you know.
Do you know when we won the state championship in 1998 against Danville, we wore all white? Well, yeah, the gold helmets, but yeah, it was white on white.
Looked good too.
Yeah. So to me, that's kind of the old college throwback. That's what you wore on the road back in the day, was white on white, right?
I love white. I think white. I think when you wear all white, I think it makes you look fast.
Yeah.
I think white is, a lot of people don't like white because it's hard to keep it clean, but that'll give us white gold, white pants, blue pants, gold pants, and all three jerseys. It'll give us lots of different combination options, and I love the white pants. So,
well, Chris George is waiting for you to go with the yellow on yellow, the all gold look.
We have a gold rush game early in the season, and we will be in all gold for that game.
All right, that's right. There you go.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have that for the Marshall County game.
Is that right?
So, yeah. Our first home game.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've played Marshall County.
Yeah, yeah.
About 20 years, I think.
Yeah.
So.
Played them when – I think we played them Coach Barnes' first year.
Yeah, down at Mayfield maybe.
Miserably hot. We had a big pause in the middle of the game. And
yeah, because we started about 5:30.
Well, you know, it was –
wasn't the first of two games?
We played them – it was Gates – the year Gates came back and coached. That's the year we played him down there.
Okay.
Coach Barnes was actually there because Davis County played
right
after us.
Yeah.
So, that was the year Gates came back, and me and DT were up in the box, and that was the first game of the year, and that was the first time I'd ever been in the box with Coach Tomek, and I learned a lot. He's super entertaining up there. And that was a real fun season, man. We had a lot of fun.
Talking football this morning with Coach Aaron McClung and Benji Dunbar. Stay with us. We need to get to a break here on the Sideline Report. We'll come back and have more after this timeout here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Hey, sports fans. You wouldn't want your favorite sports team to play only offense or defense. When it comes to insurance, why settle for someone that can handle only your auto policy? At Goodwin Insurance, they take care of all your insurance needs. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed. Walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for joining us this morning. Tiger football coach Aaron McClung in the studio with us. Booster president Benji Dunbar also here with us. And coach, what's coming up this summer for you guys? When are you back on the field?
Well, we practice this evening, and we're going 3 days a week here in June. And about June, I think our last practice is like June 21st, something like that. We'll shut it down for the dead period. So, what we're trying to do in June is get our work on our conditioning a little bit, keep working out, get some basic offensive concepts in, but we're mostly trying to install a lot of our early new defensive stuff. We're changing our defense quite a bit this year, so we're trying to let Coach Burgett get all the basic stuff in, so after the dead period we can hit the ground running a little faster with that. So that's the main thing we're trying to do in June.
Well, and we've talked about it a little bit, but you've got a new look schedule coming up for this fall.
Yeah, big change. We do have two road scrimmages to start off the season. We'll go to Greenwood and then we'll go to Apollo. I had a home scrimmage scheduled and they canceled on me, so I was scrambling to find another scrimmage. So a buddy of mine coaches at Greenwood, Billy Howard, and so I hooked up with him, and we're going to go over there to them this year. So we're going to scrimmage a couple 5A schools, and then we're going to kick it off with Hopkins Central over at Hopkins Central. I think those scrimmages will be good for us. I think they'll be two of the best teams we'll see all year. So I hope that gets us prepared for our new schedule.
You've added Marshall County and Webster County this season, and Fort Campbell comes back on the schedule as a district opponent, and we'll play Todd County Central for the first time. They're in the district as well.
Yeah, those are our four new opponents, and then we kept everybody else. We kept Murray, but they're not a district game anymore, and we moved them to Week 10. I think it's on Halloween, actually. So that'll be a good non-district game, and then Trigg will be a district game, so that'll be a bigger game in that regard. And Fort Campbell becomes a district game, and Todd County is actually somebody I've never played or coached against, so this year will be the first time I've ever gone against Todd County. So the four teams we dropped off were Madisonville, North Hopkins, Graves County, McCracken County, and Christian County, so we replaced them with those other four people.
So a whole lot different look to the schedule, and a couple of extra district games this year, so no more free passes into the playoffs.
No, you got to win a couple games to get in the playoffs, and I think that's a good thing. When I first started playing, only the top two in the district got in, and then they went to four, and so now the top four get in, and it wouldn't hurt my feelings if they considered to go back to the top two making it. It makes the regular season mean more, but you know, the KHSAA doesn't care about my opinion, but. You know, we're going to play however the system's set up. We're going to play, and we don't just want to make the playoffs. We want to win our district and make some noise in the playoffs.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY, Princeton, Kentucky. Benji, what are some other things the Booster Club has lined up for this coming season, and what are some things you maybe would like to do?
Well, we would like to we'd like to raise as much money as we can to help the football team. It's and that's what every penny goes toward in some form or fashion. It's last year we bought K's jackets for the coaches and the team, and a couple other things. And we bought some equipment.
Feed us a bunch.
We feed them quite a bit, yeah. And that's always a good thing. I mean, that's just a morale builder when you can get together and break bread with somebody. It just makes you stronger, bond a little bit more. And we'd started trying to do a lineman breakfast on Saturday morning because linemen don't get recognized right. as much. And we've done that, and just whatever we can, just helping boys and make them better. And go back to what Aaron was saying earlier, making stronger men for the future, you know. That's what it's all about. We are going to have a few games, like the Color Rush game we talked about, the Gold Out game, whatever you want to call it. And we're going to have a one tailgate event night. I forgot what night we were talking about last night.
Trigg County
game. And we wanted to try to get where it was a bigger crowd, Trigg. Yeah. Whether it's a district game or wasn't a district yeah. game, it's always been drawed a big crowd because of
yeah.
139 rivalry. So that's always a good thing. And, you know, just several little things like that. But the two main things we got going on is, of course, the golf tournament and the Meet the Tiger event.
And again, if somebody wants to put a team in the golf scramble, what do they need to do?
Just get a hold of Kyle or Jessica Rogers, and
I posted the flyer on my Facebook page.
I posted on mine last night. I think it is posted on the Tiger Gold Rush Club web page or Facebook page on there as well.
So we're just over a month away from that, and about 2 months away from the first scrimmage.
I can't wait, hon.
Yeah, football season.
I think everybody's excited about playing a different schedule. You know, we were 3A for a few years, one 3A district yeah. every year, and a lot of people talk about they wanted us to be in 3A. Well, we kind of are 3A this year because we play obviously our district games, and then we play the whole first 3A district yeah. as well. So we're playing in both districts. And then our only 5A team is Marshall County, which is close, and ought to be a good crowd and be a good game for us.
So if you win both districts, are you going to get a couple of trophies?
We might make that trophy.
Well, I can't wait for the season to start. Appreciate you guys coming in this morning and talking a little football with us.
Thanks, Todd.
Absolutely.
Tiger head coach Aaron McClung and Benji Dunbar, president of the Gold Rush Booster Club for the Caldwell County Tiger football team. That's going to wrap us up this morning on the Sideline Report. Do want to remind you that there is basketball action out at the Cab today. The Tigers hosting the summertime all-A get-together. Tigers and I think Dawson Springs were starting things off, and that was at 9 o'clock. So basketball action right now going on at the Cab. Crittenden County is also scheduled to be here in Carlisle County as well. So if you get a chance, drop by the Cab and watch some basketball today. Again, that's going to wrap us up on this edition of the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.